Hi, everybody. Hope you're joining your Saturday morning. Welcome to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Danielle Johnson. On the show today, we have Rico Arce of Rego Pest Prevention. He is the owner and of this locally owned company. How long have you been in business, Rico?
16 years this summer.
I don't know why I keep thinking it's 25.
Well, the career is, it's more than that, my friend. The career is 34 years. Okay. I just entered my 34th year. So 1990, just fresh from New York, moved to Arizona and boom, got into pest control.
Yeah, Rego, we love having you on the show. I thought we could talk about something really, really exciting today.
Bring it. Come on.
Rats.
Ooh, rats. Well, I'll tell you what. If you've been listening to the news, you probably already know where we're going with this. There is a sudden bit of an outbreak of a very particular rat, and not indigenous to the Southwest, or even the West for that matter, and that is a roof rat. We definitely are now experiencing a very specific rat called the roof rat. First made its introduction into the Arizona market up in Phoenix in the early 2000s. In fact, I did some research, and back in the late 70s, there was actually a bit of an outbreak in Globe, and it was quickly addressed. And so if folks are wondering, well, you know, why do they not live here, or, you know, why is it new? It's more of an East Coast rat that was brought over from, you know, Europe back in the settlement of the colonies, you know, 1700s and so forth. And for the most part, just because of humidity and temperature and so forth, they work very well, you know, breeding on the East Coast and Midwest.
Okay.
But they have, because of population expansion, development, urban development, and then you, of course, got, cargo and produce and, you know, all that type of shipping and, you know, trains and all of that sort of transportation. Eventually, things do make their way into other markets, other cities and states. And that's exactly what happened. The roof rat was introduced into Arizona. Phoenix suffered a problem in the 2000s. And the word is they are getting some control. But this is a unique rat. It will infest the roof, right? Get up into the roof, and they'll infest your attic. Unlike our desert pests, you know, like a pack rat or a field rodent, those guys live out in the desert. So even though they get up in our roofs and they make a mess and fool around, they eventually go back home out into the desert. Well, these guys, roof rats, they will take lodging in the roof permanently. Now, we are experiencing through some research and so forth that the heat here is definitely being an issue for them.
Okay.
But it is the overwintering that we're concerned about. So this is something that is being taken very seriously. The community needs to know that if they hear noises in their attic, they see signs, they think they've got a rat or a rodent issue, you want to address it immediately. We really do not want this rodent to get a foothold in our market. It's pretty serious.
Yeah, so what you're trying to do is prepare for the winter months when it's going to be cooler, and then it'll be
and they'll survive better.
Yeah,
yeah,
survive.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, the big takeaway here is just be vigilant. You want to keep your shrubs and trees trimmed off the structure. You want to keep moisture to a minimum. You don't want to be, you know, giving them food and moisture. And the other is to get a courtesy inspection. You know, to have someone take a look and make sure your home is rodent-proofed, meaning there aren't these openings that rats can get into, right? So if we can go ahead and seal those things up now, prevent them from getting points of intrusion, we've got a chance to keep them out of your house.
I think there's also another way we can do that. There are no Broadway shows here for the East Coast rats. You need to let them know. You know, you can't make
well,
it.
Well, there's a plenty of mariachi bands, so I'm sure they'll find entertainment some way, Ray.
Oh, man. I was just trying to hope, you know, they haven't seen a Broadway show. They haven't seen Cats. No. They get mad at it for a while.
We got good entertainment here in the Southwest. They'll find it.
So do you approach the pest control differently with a roof rat than you would with the other types of rodents that we're already experiencing?
You know, ultimately, it's the same procedures. I think the attitude is just a lot more aggressive. They're not going to vacate the roof. You've got to go after them. I think you have to be more aggressive in trapping. Lots of follow-up. Overall, the techniques are the same. You know, screening openings, setting traps, monitoring. I think it's just a lot more of a robust attitude in terms of trapping and removing them.
So, and it's one thing to have them in your yard, another if they're living in the house with you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. If they're very comfortable up there and they start breeding, I mean, you really could have a problem up in your attic.
What is the thing that they eat then up in the wood? Are they eating the wood and stuff and stuff off the roof?
Yeah, so they're going to go ahead and look for, citrus. They're going to be eating any of the berries and nuts. You know, these are the things they go after. And so getting back to your vegetation, you really want to keep that trimmed. They will go after human food. So, you know, we're talking trash pails, just debris. So really sanitation has always been and always will be primary in good pest control service. Make sure, again, everything is trimmed, the yard's cleaned, keeping all food debris up, and just minimizing as much moisture and food source as you can.
Are the mesquite pods an attraction for
That's
them?
That's a good question. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I would imagine they would be.
Yeah. Anything they could eat, probably. Yeah. Yeah. You're hungry and everything looks good.
I would say yes.
So if you've got them at your house, are you going to see them running around outside? Are you going to mostly just hear them up in the roof?
A little bit of both. I think you'll hear them more than anything. Like most rodents, you know, they're nocturnal, so they're going to be out late at night. But if you were to spot them, they're probably going to be running along the roof itself. You know, they do travel high. They'll certainly get down low looking for food sources. But yeah, you definitely may spot them if you're up in the very wee hours of the evening. I think mostly you're going to hear it. You're going to hear the thumping around and activity. Yeah.
What about fireplaces?
Well, fireplaces are self-contained construction. So really the only entry point in a fireplace is up at the very top of the fireplace or the chimney, where you have what's called, you know, the flue or the spark arrest, the screening that allows, you know, the flames and so forth to vacate the chimney. That's the only entry point into a fireplace, is up on the roof, right at the point where the smoke releases.
Hey, Rigo, I'm just hearing you talking about the rats being nocturnal. I keep telling my kids all the time is that there's nothing good happening at night.
Nothing.
After 11 o'clock, you need to be home.
Unless you're a stargazer. Okay.
Yeah, unless.
That happens.
But you can do that at 8 or 9 o'clock. You don't have to do it at 11.
Yeah.
You know, when, don't be nocturnal.
That's right.
Don't be a roof rat.
That's
oh,
it.
I use that now. Don't be a roof rat.
That's it.
Nothing good can come from that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell our listeners how to reach out to you. And also, is this going to be part of an inspection when they purchase a home?
Yeah. So as far as that, let's answer that. Yes. When we do a pre-purchase inspection, we're looking for any wood-destroying insects. That's number one, you know, termites and so forth. But we're also looking for any unusual pests that might be plaguing that home. So we do inspect attics, any intrusion points. So that's a very, very big piece of the inspection. So, hey, listen, Rigo Pest Prevention, 16 years now. You can reach us at 520-744-6177. And that website is rigopest.com.
I hope you were listening and really interested in the fact that we're talking about rodents and rats and things that could be in your roof, things that go boom at the night. Sorry about that, but we want to make sure you're sitting back, you're a little bit of everything that's going on in the world out there. It's good to know a little bit more about rodents and what you can do to prevent from yourself. So we're heading to the break. We have spending great time with Rigo Arce, who is the owner of Rigo Pest Prevention. It's a great company that's been in for 16 years. Oh my goodness, I was just thinking about this, Rigo.
Yeah.
Where is Josh?
Josh is doing some very important work for the company, making sure that we are modern and taking his dad to another level. He made me put my chalkboard down.
Thank you, Josh. We'll be right back. We are back. Listen to the music. It sounds good.
Who was
it's
that?
Gone.
What show was that when he went? You know who I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay, if you are listening right now and you missed this because you don't have video yet, you do need to wait until we have video. Come back. Look at our website on Facebook.
Carlton.
We will post this, and you can watch this.
Yeah. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince, that's it.
From Philly, East Coast, where the roof rats come from.
That's right. That's, you know what? I blame them.
Full circle.
I wanted to ask you, there was a news story about a home that had, I think it was almost a dozen snakes.
Oh, my.
There was a rattlesnake with, I think it was 9 babies, 10 babies, something like that. Do you guys do any kind of snake removal.
I bet you that release was done on purpose to keep people from moving to Tucson, Arizona. That is my guess. That's the kind of stuff that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true because people read that and they literally think, if I move there and I live there, I'm going to be surrounded by snakes. Yeah. That kind of thing. So, you know, actually, I didn't hear that piece. I didn't hear that. But we do provide snake prevention. You know, honestly, this has been one of the more quieter years. In fact, I'll say this. Across the board, I was going to say snakes, it's actually been a fairly quiet year for snake, you know, snake calls and so forth.
Right, right.
But really, across the board, this summer, the monsoons haven't been generous, you know. It's been a fairly quiet, buggy year. Not overly buggy in like seasons past. But anyway, the snakes are still out there, and the key is to prevent them from getting into your backyard. You really can't do anything about your front yard unless you have a block wall around the front of your yard. The front is open to the street, so there's nothing you can do. But on the backyard, people have these block walls or these beautiful picture fences, we call them, you know, that wrought iron. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to go ahead and screen, you know, minimum 2 feet, you know, maybe 3-4 feet up, and prevent the snakes from getting into your backyard.
Right.
Snakes are protected, you know, and they're part of the desert landscape. Mm-hmm. Frankly, you know, back to our rat issue, you know, they feed on rats. So, you know, they're natural pest control agents, you know, the circle of life.
So good snakes are good.
Yeah, good snakes are good. You know, even rattlesnakes for that matter. Listen, if they're out in the desert, they're doing life. They're doing their thing. You know, we just don't want them in our yard.
Right.
You know, the definition of a pest is anything that competes with man. So a snake will compete with man when you're trying to enjoy your beautiful backyard landscape and a snake gets in there. That's a competition there. We don't want them in our yard. So when you screen these openings and put up these snake barriers, if you would, that should keep them out. Okay, it's not guaranteed 100%, but you're about 98, 99% there. This story here, that's bizarre. I'm not sure if it was an unattended home, vacant home, what the deal is, but that's a very unusual situation.
I think in all fairness, it was close to the house, not in the house.
Oh, okay.
I think there was, it said it was in some brick, so.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds like a decent nest, unattended for many years, and yeah, you know, they can breed, and you got a number of snakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were saying, Rigo, that when you get a call about the remediation of snakes, that they got to make sure they know where the snakes are located. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, so two thoughts on snake control. The first is, let's take an actual snake, a live snake. People certainly are going to be concerned, right? You get the shudders, right? Yeah. And so, you know, the rule of thumb there is if you see a snake and you do want to get it removed, you've got to keep an eye on it. When you call, whether it's, you know, Rigo Pest Prevention, which we will come and remove a snake, or you call really good companies like Animal Control, Animal Experts, forgive me, the great company, Animal Experts, Critter Control, another good one. They're going to say, hey, do you see it? You know, because we're not going to come out and start tromping through the desert or, you know, spending hours in your yard looking for it. So if you see a snake, keep an eye on it, make a phone call. Much quicker response. If you're staring at it, someone's going to come and get it, okay? Mm-hmm. If there are pets and children involved, now we've got a really serious concern there. The emergency responders will still respond. They're not typically going to respond anymore, unlike the years past, but just too many false alarms.
Right.
But if there is children and pets involved and they are not on a call, they will still respond, okay? The other aspect of snake control is prevention. And that's where maybe you had a snake, you saw a snake, it was removed, whatever, or you're just concerned of getting a snake. That's, as I mentioned earlier,
right,
where you would go ahead and have a company come and do some sort of professional screening, keep them from getting in your yard.
Rigo, you said something important that they have to monitor it, because if you have it in your area and you call for you guys and you don't know where it's at, it could be curled up somewhere right next to you and you wouldn't even know it.
Yeah, that, or it left the yard, or it's burrowed in the ground, or, you know, and then we're just there for hours looking, very time consuming. You spot a snake, you've got to get on it right away. If you really want that peace of mind and protection, you see a snake, make a phone call, keep an eye on it until someone gets there. That's the proper way to do it.
And what happens to the snakes once they've
been snakes are
caught?
Protected, so they're relocated. And rule of thumb is that they're relocated immediately adjacent to that home. That's their natural environment. And so there are regulations involved in terms of where to locate that, relocate that snake.
Relocation.
So your neighbor's getting it. Is that pretty much what I'm hearing?
We'll put it right under that house.
Maybe, maybe this house that you mentioned, all the neighbors were relocating their snakes. No, out in the desert, you know, they find an immediate desert area and let the snake go. And honestly, that's where the snake really should be because that's where his food sources are going to be.
Right, unless you have roof rats.
Unless you've got roof rats.
You've got.
Yeah.
So, then you're like a smorgasbord for the for
we got it all here. Welcome to the desert.
Yeah, we do.
So can I jump backwards again, but since we're talking about the roof rats again? If you have a flat roof, are you still going to have to deal with roof rats?
Absolutely. Flat roofs, there's ventilation vents. There could be other type of openings. A flat roof has a bit of a void. So if you're standing inside your home and you look up at your ceiling, you're staring at a ceiling made of sheetrock. Above that is anywhere between an 8 or 10 inch rafter, joist, if you would. And then from there, you've got your roof. So there is a void above your ceiling. And so roof rats could get in there as well. And by the way, that's really problematic. A typical... you know, sort of pitched roof with
right.
an attic, much easier to manage. Those flat roofs, oof, very, very challenging should you get something in that void. Yep.
So prevention will be key if
prevention's
you have a flat
everything.
Roof.
Prevention's
well,
everything.
In general, but with a flat roof especially.
Absolutely.
We want to remind Rigo, how do people get a hold of you? I'm sure they're listening. It's like, man, I need to talk to somebody right now.
You know, we're getting so many calls right now. When that article hit, what was it, down Midtown, I can't remember the name of the community, but there was quite an outbreak. We started getting phone calls. So free inspections, and most companies provide this for you. But our number is 520-744-6177. That's the phone number. And you could always look it up us on the really cute website, rigopest.com.
Or go to your social media.
Hey, maybe not. We're really dragging there. We need to get with Josh, Ray.
You need people to get on your social media and start posting and, you know, get involved on
it. Ask
you
guys questions.
I'm still using smoke signals.
There is some good information on your Facebook page, though.
There is.
It's there.
We try to put some good intelligent pest control information.
Now that we scared you a little bit about with snakes and rodents, let's talk about homes. Well, thanks for staying with us. And if you're interested in selling or buying your home, or if you have any questions concerning real estate, please call the Johnson Smith team. I'm Ray. I can be reached at 520-904-7711. Sandra can be reached at
520-850-1725.
And Danielle can be reached at
520-373-6864.
And we are the Johnson Smith team at Indy Realty. Hi, guys. You're back for the third segment with Rigo, Sandra, Raymond, and Danielle. Rigo, we're talking about rats and rodents and how you get rid of them. There's all kind of chemicals sometimes that you can use to help to prevent them from getting into the area. But what do you use that is so that's so good that we know that won't affect our dogs or our cats and things like that?
Yeah, so we rarely use rodenticides. We do more trapping than anything else. But there's new technology now that in the rodent world of sterilization. It's a very, very slow process, but the technology is out there that is put in a feed of some kind, whether it's a seed or a bait block or something that the rodent eats, and it actually sterilizes them. And then over a period of time, you've got this population that becomes sterile, and therefore you get, you have lack of production, you know, of the population, and eventually they die off. That's very advanced technology, far, far better than products that will cause, stomach poisonings and, these sort of things, anticoagulants and, that were certainly a potential threat to non-target organisms like, people's pets, for that matter, or the wildlife like a bird or a hawk or, something to that effect. So sterilization is a real big advancement in this type of technology. Mm-hmm. And the same holds true with insect control.
Right, right.
I was just on the phone with a woman the other day, and she was very concerned about, you know, pesticides and applications, and rightfully so. And I love taking those phone calls because people still have this mentality that the industry, right, as a whole, whether it's Rego Pest or any other company, that we're using these extremely harsh, highly toxic, invasive materials. And the fact is we're not. All the companies have the same products available, and a lot of them today, and this is an industry-wide mentality, the technology, these manufacturers, these chemists have developed growth regulators that prevents insects from molting. There's an enzyme in insects called chitin that prevents the chitin being developed, which allows an insect to molt. So you've got these chitin inhibitors. You know, humans don't have chitin.
Right.
And so this product targets that enzyme. We don't have that. So if there was an accidental exposure, it's going to pose no adverse effects to a mammal. You've got sterilization, as I mentioned. You have a myriad of different types of growth regulators that will prevent insects from developing into maturity, being able to reproduce, to lay eggs, you know, these various things. And so finally, a lot of these products are engineered for the nervous system of an insect, specifically engineered where the molecules actually attach themselves to certain, you know, parts of the right. nervous system that are engineered in the insect entomology, but not a human
right.
or, you know, something like that. So with that being said, the science today has really revolutionized, the products available for pesticide application. And again, a good pest control program always begins with inspection, communication, sanitation, monitoring, mechanical control, sealing things up. You follow all those practices first. And then from there, you move into a very minimalistic, strategic pesticide application. But as I mentioned, with highly advanced products today, you put all that together, you really put people's minds at ease, you know.
And when you're in the commercial field, you have to really be careful too, because especially restaurants and places where, consumers are going to be, and people want to make sure that the consumer is protected.
Absolutely. Food handling in particular, you know, childcare, real big one.
Mm. Oh, healthcare. Yeah, I didn't even think
of that. Very much so. Rule of thumb in these environments, in fact, a lot of the health management programs that these commercial companies develop when they're hiring a pest control company and other services is monitoring is first. Very well thought out pest control programs begin with monitoring. Like, you're not even allowed in certain environments to apply pesticide without first demonstrating that you've monitored the area, you've determined what the insect is, you've determined where it came from, and is there any other protocol that can be done before pesticides
wow.
applied.
Wow.
Some companies, organizations have really gone that far. That is impressive. That's intelligent. Mm-hmm. And because that's really how it should be. And so usually you have on site of a large commercial property, some sort of, you know, facilities manager, chief engineer, or, you know, safety coordinator, you know, these sort of titles. And a good pest control company is going to be hand in hand with that employee, that official. And you're going to follow those practices. And good choices are made then, safe choices. And that's really good pest control.
And you guys do have the ability to service commercial clients.
We do. And really, I will say this. The reason why I say yes with a lot of confidence is because what I just said, it's not so much my team or the products. It's the attitude that I just shared with you. Ultimately, when you purchase a company, you're purchasing the relationship.
Right.
You're purchasing the trust. You're purchasing the interaction between parties that are working together to prevent pest and solve a pest issue when it arises. That's what you're buying. And so that we excel in that. You know, the products are the same across the board. All companies have them. I like to think that our edge is the very thing I said. It's that partnership. It's that communication.
I'm going to change the pattern or the path
path we're going to, that I'm planning on doing a half triathlon.
Okay,
and
right.
I want to know what you think about it. I think there's one in Tempe, and yeah. I want to know if you know anything about that.
Well, you're about 7 months behind if you're going to join me. There's only 2 months left. October 22nd. Yes, sir. We've got a half Ironman in my horizon.
Yeah.
And training is going well. Tracking my times, tracking my performance, learning what to eat, what not to eat. May I say what not to drink? Your body definitely responds. That is a big factor. And, I'm so excited. It's a real test. I did the quarter Ironman, as you know, up in Tempe in April. This one is a half, and it's a doozy. It's a doozy. So we're going to give it a whirl, and I'm getting ready.
Give me the mile for each of them.
Yeah, so we've got to get into Tempe Town Lake and do a 1.2-mile swim, and then from there, jump on our little hot rod bike and bang out 56 miles in the Tempe streets. And then after that, suffer an enduring, in-the-sun, 13-mile run to finish.
Wow.
And my hope is all within 6 hours, but my goal is 5.5. That's what we're shooting for.
I just want to make sure everybody knew this guy is so amazing. He runs a company, people that's always people-oriented, and he still has time to take care of himself and do little things like this for have some fun in the outside. You consider this fun. We do not.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know when I get done.
We want to thank Rigo Arce of Rigo Pest Prevention for coming on the show with us today. He's one of our great sponsors, and we really appreciate him being here today.
Great to see you guys.
Thanks, you too, buddy. Hi, everybody. I want to thank you for hanging around for the last segment. We promise we're not going to talk about rodents or snakes. No, we scared you enough for three segments. But we thought that's a pretty informative topic to bring up at this time of the year.
And it's good to know that they'll come out and they'll do a free inspection for you, and they'll take care of everything. So if you have a problem, you know who to call. But yeah, I think we've talked about it enough.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, though, before we move on, Rigo is taking care of our pest prevention, also weed control. And I have those little sticky traps in my garage, and I don't have bugs in them. So they're still there for peace of mind, but they're doing a good job. I mean, what they're doing is working. And so I just can't say enough good about them. They've got a great system in place. He talks about their customer service, and their texts let me know when they're coming.
Right.
I have an opportunity to let them know if I have any concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't say enough about how much we love Rigo Pest Prevention.
And if you're just catching this on the last segment, and as you're driving and you want to know how to get a hold of them, just get a hold of us, and we will definitely get you in contact with Rigo Pest Prevention. Rigo Arce is the owner.
Yeah, so today I saw an article talking about interest rates, that interest rates are averaging the highest that they've been in a few decades. And so I know that can be really discouraging for buyers.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say that there are some things out there that are helping buyers that are looking to buy right now. One of the things is, if you're working with John Spur, he has consistently been lower than the averages that we've seen in the news, and you really need to talk to someone that is in the industry, because they're going to look at your individual situation, and you may not be an average person. You know, you may have opportunities to get in at a better rate, and it really depends on a lot of factors. So don't be afraid to make that call. So John Spur with Inspired Life Mortgage is someone that we trust and work with very closely.
Sandra, well, and I was going to say too, looking at comparing different kinds of mortgages, because mm-hmm. when you just see a number, they're giving you maybe an average, you know, you never know where someone's at. And if you look at a conventional loan versus FHA versus VA, they do have different interest rates. And, you know, depending on where you're at, your personal situation, one may be significantly better for you. And so having someone who knows all the programs, all the different things out there, and can help you pick the right one to get that good interest rate, that's very valuable.
And absolutely.
I think when you're talking about with John, he's looking at all four of them, even the USDA, if that's a possibility. Mm-hmm. So they're always looking at all different options. And if
You really want to go to a person who is all about you and your individual and your personal buys with personal touch. That's John Sparrow with Inspired Life Mortgage, and we're glad to have him as a partner with us as we go through the life and styles of real estate.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things I love is that when there's something out there that that he can't help with, he just tells us that. Matter of fact, yesterday he gave me a call. He said, "Hey, I can't help this buyer. They're looking for land, but they're pre-qualified somewhere else. You know, would you be willing to work with them?" And he's just there to connect people. And one of the things I know that he does have a down payment assistance grant mm-hmm. that is available. And that will help people that don't have that down payment money. You need 1% to get in. So definitely call him about that. But there is another program that is out there that's called the New Lighthouse DPA. And that's...
what does DPA stand for?
Down Payment Assistance. Thanks for reminding me.
And that is in Pima County.
In Pima County, yes. And first-time home buyers that qualify. So there's going to be a qualification there based on your credit. It's a minimum credit score of 640. And then also there are income limitations, which are actually, I think, pretty generous. And that program's giving 4% down payment assistance. And if you stay in the house, it's fully forgivable after 3 years. And so it's really a great program. The interest rates that we've seen recently with this particular program are actually extremely competitive. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you do a down payment assistance, you may be paying a little bit of a premium on interest. And so this is unique in that the interest rate is probably better than what you're going to get out there on the open market.
And what I love what John used to always say is that, you know, getting into a home, he can get you into the home for any home you want, but he wants to get into a home to one you can afford at your lifestyle, let's say similar, but you can afford that house for the next 3 years so that when that's forgiven, you can go do something else. And now you also have that thing called money in the bank, because pretty much owning the house, you know, owning the house, you know, you have equity now. So you really want to sit there and think about things like this. But it's a start. You have to start somewhere.
You do have to start somewhere, yes. And I unfortunately, he can't get you in any home, but he certainly, if you can qualify, really strongly recommends that you stay within your budget, regardless of whether you qualify for more money or not, because he typically can qualify a lot of people at a payment that they're just not comfortable with.
I think that's the word to use. But I can get you in there, but it's going to be a payment that you're not comfortable with.
Yeah, yeah. So you may qualify, but it may not be something that you're looking for. So that overall strategy is super important.
And you'll hear us talk a lot about, you know, what's available, different opportunities that are there, because we want to know what's available. Right. But this is not our field of expertise, the actual mortgages themselves. And so, you know, thinking of that, we do have other opportunities that come to us that we can direct you to. I know recently I saw something about a new build. It was a specific new build, and it was only 4 bedrooms. And if you got this particular floor plan, then it was a really good rate. I mean, yeah. I don't remember exactly, so I don't want to say it, but it was really good.
Some of the new home builders are offering some very aggressive pricing on the interest rates, because I think that's a hurdle that's out there right now, and they are offering solutions. And so it's important that you know, if you want to be represented on that new construction, you really need to reach out to your agent and take them with you the first time you walk through that door.
And we would like that agent to be us.
And you need to know you do need to be represented. I mean, you need to have someone who's fighting for your interests and not, you know, just going along with whatever someone else says. You really need to make sure you know what all of the terms are and that they're something that is going to work well for you.
Absolutely. So we don't really... charge buyers when we work with them in most situations. Typically, an agent is compensated by the seller, and that's true also with new construction. So we are there to protect the buyers and to, you know, represent them. And so whether you're using us or using an agent that you already know, and we would love to be that agent, but you definitely want to make sure that when you go out there that you take someone with you the first time you visit the the construction site. But I will say, right now is a great time if you're thinking about new construction. It's a great time to be looking at the offers that are out there.
Because they're looking at the same thing. Everyone else looking at this high interest rate. How could I get new people into how can I get clients into our homes? And so they're offering some things, but you need to have an agent who understands what they're offering and does it really work for you and is it really a good idea? Is it really a good deal? Sometimes it looks, just like anything else, sometimes it looks good on the front.
And some of these new builds are ready to move in soon. It's not, you know, you're not waiting for it to be built. There are opportunities to do that. But there are also new builds that are ready to move in a very short time period.
Yeah, they typically will call that a quick move-in home. And it may have been a spec house that they were just building, hoping to get someone in it when it's built. Or it may be something that someone else has already started the process. And then something changed in their lives and their need is no longer for that home. And so you don't really get to pick out your, you know, the necessarily your tile or your colors, things like that. Those decisions have already been made and packages have already been purchased for your cabinets and things. But you don't have to wait.
Or guess what? There's a lot of decisions already made for you. So therefore, you just have to go.
The stress is gone.
Yeah. That's what
you
I look at. It's
new,
a lot.
And you didn't have to make any of those decisions.
Yeah, you're like, what? Well, that's not the exact color, but more, it's really close to what I wanted. So I'm pretty going to go with that.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of sellers, it is still a seller's market.
It is.
If you are considering selling your home, if you want to know what it's worth and know if maybe it is something that you're going to consider in the near future, now is a really good time. It is, I mean, if you're going to do it, it is a great time to be getting on the market. You want to try and make sure that when you do get into the market, you're getting in with agents who really know the market and are aware of what's going on so that we can make sure that you're going to get the best you can for that home. And that's why you're hiring us.
Are we offering something free?
Absolutely. Okay. Free coffee and free home valuations. But if you come see me, I promise I will give you free coffee.
Hey, I wanted to throw a couple things out there before we close the show. I saw today that the U of A is offering a BOGO deal on football tickets for their first game against NAU. So if you're not a season ticket holder, think about showing up and showing some support for our team. They need that, and it's important to our city.
Yeah, and come early and go and check out and walk around and check out the tailgating. You had a good chance to meet a lot of new people, a lot of different things out there. You see a lot of U of A spirit out there. We would love to see you out there walking the aisle and listening back and talking and meeting people. It's a great time to be out there. It has another event coming up soon.
Yeah, Nightfall is coming up at Old Tucson, so I've seen them promoting, and I think you can get tickets now for Nightfall. That's a great opportunity.
Are we going to bring him on the show? Tony, and him on the show?
We'll invite him on the show. Tony, if you're listening, come on back to the show. We'd like to take this time to thank our sponsors, Pioneer Title Agency, Indy Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage, Rego Pest Prevention, and Power, that's P-O-W-U-R, Solar. We couldn't do what we do without them supporting us. So we're here for all of your real estate needs. Don't hesitate to give us a call or send us an email at johnsonsmith@indie-realty.com.
You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with the Johnson Smith team at Indy Realty.